Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is the 17th of January, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Haiti. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and a couple of times a week I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Haiti, beginners. Haiti, as you all know, has suffered a terrible catastrophe recently. The 12th of January, an earthquake hit the nation. It registered 7.0, and there were many aftershocks, about 33. Many countries have given assistance and money to help the Haitian people. The greatest need is to find people in the rubble, and then to give medical assistance and basic food and water to those who are alive. One of the many problems faced by the international help groups is the difficulty of getting to the people who need help. With buildings and roads destroyed, it is hard to transport help and supplies. Another problem is that government and infrastructure are almost non-existent. The President of the Dominican Republic, Leonel Fernandez, has already visited Port-au-Prince, the devastated capital of Haiti, and pledged practical help. People will be evacuated to the border in order to receive medical attention and vaccines. The Dominican Republic will help to set up supplies of water and electricity. And also it will help to organize all of the international help. Because these two countries share the island of Hispaniola, many Haitians will flee to their neighboring country. The global response to this catastrophe has been enormous, but the needs are even greater. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Catastrophe. The flood was a total catastrophe. Assistance. Further assistance is needed to solve all the problems we face. Infrastructure. We need better infrastructure. Roads, refrigeration, water, and schools. To evacuate. The Red Cross and other organizations helped to evacuate the people. Advanced. The history of Haiti is fascinating. The Taino people were the original inhabitants. In 1492, when Columbus came to the New World, he discovered Hispaniola, claiming it for Spain. Spain profited from the gold mined in Hispaniola by natives who had become slaves. In 1592, Spain created a set of laws called the Laws of Burgos, which forbade the maltreatment of natives. African slaves were imported for labor. Hispaniola became a popular destination and stopover for pirates. In 1697, a treaty was signed between France and Spain, sharing Hispaniola. Spain would own the eastern side and France the west. Subsequently, about 30,000 people from France emigrated. Most of them came from Bordeaux. These settlers set up plantations of sugar, coffee, and indigo, thanks to the skills of the African slaves. In 1791, the slaves revolted. Slavery was abolished, and a long battle ending in 1804 brought about the independence and naming of Haiti. Since independence, Haiti has suffered cruel leaders, an attempt by France to retake control, 32 coups, and international intervention to either change or help governments. The Haitian people are certainly resilient and have had a tumultuous history. Their geographical location and tremendous cultural mix give them the potential to be self-sustaining and prosperous. Let us hope and pray that the devastation on Haiti can be quickly healed, and that its people can build a future with hope and peace. Grammar notes. To claim. It was only 150 years ago that men came from the east and claimed land here. To forbid. He forbade us entry. It was not allowed. Plantation. We used to live near a coffee plantation. Resilient. That family is resilient. They have gone through illness, losses, and tragedies, but they are still together and united. Intervention. She needs medical intervention. Her wounds from the accident are quite serious. Well, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, I'll be podcasting to you again next week on Tuesday. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.